In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If somebody calls somebody else a sheep today, that's usually an insult. I don't know if you've heard it used that way. But if somebody is weak, you know, or just follows the crowd, doesn't think for himself or herself, well then, you're a sheep. You know, you're just mindless. You're kind of dumb, ignorant. Well, that may get us thinking, well, yeah, I don't want to be a sheep, you know. I don't need a shepherd looking after me. What do I need that for? I can take care of myself, right? Thank you very much. But so, before I start talking to you about why you need a shepherd, I wanted to remind you of this, that this whole idea that you and I can take care of ourselves is a big joke. It just is not true, and we all know it's not true. None of us takes care of ourselves, okay? We all need people, tons of people, to look after us and to do things for us. So the easiest example is you needed your parents. You needed your biological mom and dad or you wouldn't be here. And of course, when you were a baby, you didn't change your own diapers, you didn't feed yourself, you needed people, right? Parents, grandparents, so forth. You need teachers. You know, this idea that we can learn things by ourselves is pretty much a joke also. Even if you read a book, somebody wrote the book, you need people to teach you things. Otherwise, you're never going to learn them. Or, you know, just ask yourself a million things. How many of you grow your own food? Maybe you grow a little bit in a garden, but you probably don't grow all of it. Or how many of you built your car that you drove in here today? Or refined your own gasoline? How many of you built the house you live in? Or generate your own electricity? Or pump your own water? Right, so this is really a joke. We all know, by all human experience, we need people. So, I'm going to tell you today that there's one particular person that you absolutely need, and that's your shepherd. And in God's Word today, He gives us a whole load of reasons why you and I need a shepherd. Okay, we need a shepherd because He lays down His life for us so that we won't die. We need a shepherd because His voice is the only voice we can really trust. We need a shepherd because, despite how we think we know ourselves so well, we really don't. And He knows us perfectly. We need a good shepherd because we need real and true rest. We need a shepherd because the wolf, the devil, is constantly after us. He wants to bring you down to hell. We need a shepherd because our shepherd gives us food and water for our souls. We also need a shepherd because we need to know how to live, and He's our example. And finally, we need a shepherd because all of us will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and He walks with us. So I want to take you through all these. All of them are very important, and they all come right out of God's Word. So first of all, we need a shepherd because He lays down His life for us. You may not know that much about raising sheep because not many people raise sheep anymore. Some of you maybe did when you were kids or something like this or earlier on in life. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if any of you raise sheep. Maybe there is somebody in here. But at any rate, most of us don't know that much about raising sheep. But this we all know, that basically sheep are raised for two things, for their wool and for their meat. So if you're a sheep, you pretty much know what's going to happen. You're headed for the slaughter. That's what's going to happen. So usually then, a sheep gives its life for the shepherd. That's business, right? That's farming. The sheep is going to give its life for the shepherd. But Jesus says, no. Nope, not in this case. I, as the shepherd, am going to give my life for the sheep. Now, that's not a very good business principle. That's only going to work one time, and then that's it. But this is how Jesus operates, right? And don't forget that a lamb is a sheep. A lamb is just a young sheep. So every time we say those words, Christ, the Lamb, we'll sing them before communion here, Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's Jesus. So He's the shepherd that becomes the sheep. Every year at the Passover, they would eat what? A lamb. And that lamb gave its life, died for them. So Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So you need this sheep, this shepherd. Without Him, all we are is sheep ready for the market. Without Jesus, we're mutton, That's what sheep meat is, right? But Jesus gave his life so that we, as his sheep, could live forever. Now, second, we need a shepherd because we need one voice. Out of all the many voices in the world, we need one voice we can trust. So apparently, and maybe if you ever dealt with sheep, you would know this too. Apparently, sheep have very, very acute hearing. So that if you, you know, give a sheep 1,000 different people and talk to them, they can tell the one voice that is their shepherd. So this is very important. Jesus says that his sheep will listen to his voice. I don't have to tell you how important voices are. You all know this. I mean, every time I talk to my dad on the phone, oh, it's so good to hear your voice, right? We all know this. The voice of our mom or our dad is so important to us. The voice of a grandparent. And today we have this wonderful gift that we can actually record. I mean, we record videos, audio, so that we can actually listen to the voices of people we love, even after they've gone to heaven. So in the Holy Scriptures then, this is what you have. This is what Jesus wanted you to have. His voice. He wants you to know his voice, and it's a comforting voice. It's a voice you can trust. When you're a kid, and somebody tells you something, and it's some tall tale, right? And you, I don't believe you. Where are you going to go to find out if this is really true or not? You go to mom and dad. You know you can trust them. You go to them and say, you know, Johnny said so-and-so, and I don't know if I can believe him. Mom and dad tell you, well, yeah, he's lying, or it's the truth. See, we understand. Now, we get older and we find out, uh-oh, mom and dad don't actually know everything, so that's not going to work all the time. But thank the Lord we have another voice. Every voice that we hear in the world that we don't know, can I trust his voice? We take it and we bring it to the Good Shepherd. We take it to God's Word and we compare this voice to his voice and say, let's see, can I trust it? Is this the voice of Jesus? And that's comforting. That is a voice of truth and a voice of comfort. Thirdly, we need a shepherd because we don't know ourselves as well as we think we do. Jesus says, I know my sheep. On Friday, my family and I got to do, I don't know if any of you have ever been in Fairbury, there's a dairy farm over there, Kilgus Dairy, and we got to take a tour, and it was really fun. And they have they milk over 140 cows, they said. So we got in this big barn, and there's all 140 of their milking cows there. And they're Jersey cows, so they're all brown cows. So when you and I, we walk into a barn like that, and what does it look like? 140 cows. I mean, they all look the same. They're brown. Maybe there's a few, you know, that have a little black on them or something, but we can't tell these cows apart. So I asked her, I said, you know, are there any people on your farm here that know every one of those cows by name? Yeah, she said they do. And not only do they know them all by name, and keep in mind, that's just the milking cows. There's over 200 cows that they know, all by name. She said, not only do they know them all by name and can recognize them all, but they also know who that cow's mother was, who the father was, who the grandma was. Isn't that crazy? You know, the farmers know their cows, and I assume it'd be exactly the same way with the shepherd and the sheep. Now, we like to think, well, I know who I am. You know, I'm type A or I'm type B or whatever. You know, we do these personality tests. But if we really know ourselves so well, then why are we always trying to figure ourselves out? Why are we always trying to, you know, find ourselves or whatever, right? So often, we don't know what we want. We don't know where we're headed. We don't know what to do with ourselves, right? But Jesus looks at us and he knows us perfectly. He sees the whole picture of us. Now, imagine that there is someone who knows every little exact piece of your DNA. Doctors would kill for that kind of information. Jesus knows every bit of information of you, all of your DNA. He knows all of it. And that's comforting. That is really comforting. You know, since we often don't know where we're going or what we're doing or whatever, it's good to know that he does. You know, I don't have to figure myself out. I'll just leave that to Jesus, and I'll just trust him and follow his lead. Another way to think about this is today, you know, it's a pretty big deal to know your ancestry. It's kind of become a thing that people want to do, you know, find out where their ancestors were from, you know, all this, what did they do, all this kind of stuff. So, and we have a few members here at training that do that kind of stuff. And it's a lot of work, and you can pay, you know, you can go online, you pay a lot of money find out some of this stuff, some of this information, who your ancestors are. But remember this, none of that is a mystery to your good shepherd. None of it. He knows every single one of your ancestors all the way back to the very beginning. That's knowing you. That's a good shepherd. Fourth, we need a shepherd because we need rest. Psalm 23, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And in our Old Testament today, Ezekiel 34, God says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down. That's kind of interesting to me. What's this big deal about lying down? I think we probably all have an idea of this after a long day, long tiring day, when we lay down. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? So this is Christ telling us that he's going to give us rest. But it's more than just sleep, of course. In Hebrew, the word Sabbath means rest. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember the day of rest. And then in the book of Hebrews, it says that Jesus is our Sabbath. He's our rest. So God wants you to have rest for your souls. The kind of rest where you say, you know, my shepherd has taken care of everything. I don't have to worry about a single thing. My sins are forgiven. I have eternal life. He knows me. You know, this looks like a nice bit of green pasture here. I'm going to lie down and rest. Fifth, we need a shepherd because the wolf, the devil, wants to devour us. Now, you might think, well, that's not, you know, I can fend off the wolf. But the problem with the devil, what makes him so hard, is he disguises himself in sheep's clothing so you don't recognize him. Right? He always comes looking good. He'll come as, you know, progressive thinking or new age thinking or enlightenment or reason. But he's always peddling the same lie, and that is that you don't need the shepherd. That's all he wants to tell you, that you don't need the shepherd, that you can be your own God. But of course, what he wants to do is drag you down with him. So Jesus fights him off with his word of truth. And as long as you're hearing Jesus' word and staying near the shepherd, you're going to be just fine. The wolf can't touch you. This is why God's word and prayer is so important. They just drive the wolf away. So I don't know if any of you ever saw one of these. We used to have them on the farm, these little boxes you'd plug in. It was to scare the mice away. Apparently it made some like high-pitched frequency or something that only the mice could hear. I don't even know if it worked or not, but that was what we were told. So this is kind of how God's word and prayer is. It's like this high-pitched frequency of the devil. He can't stand it. He cannot stand it. As long as you are hearing Jesus' voice, staying close to your shepherd, praying, going to church every Sunday, the wolf can't touch you. Sixth, we need a shepherd because he feeds us. Psalm 23, he makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters, he restores my soul. Now you know, I'm not talking about just food for your body. He does that too. But this is food for the soul. And think about this idea of leading you beside the still waters. What is the water? What water all through the New Testament is what? It's baptism. Your baptism is this still water that Jesus is always leading you beside so that whenever you need to, you just wash yourself clean again. That's the still water. And then, of course, Psalm 23, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, the Lord's Supper, where Jesus gives us his own self, which he laid down for us. Seventh, we need a shepherd because he shows us how to live. Now, Peter says this in the epistle. He says that Jesus, leaving you an example that you might follow in his steps. So often we don't know how to live. And here is Jesus giving us this example. Now, Peter's talking especially about example of suffering. But he's an example for our entire life. How am I to live? How am I to suffer? How am I to love? How am I to die? Well, you have a good shepherd who has given you his example to follow. So like when he suffered, what did he do? Did he get angry? Did he try to get revenge? No. Right? He trusted God. So you follow his example when you suffer. Or when Jesus met the worst of sinners, right? The worst kinds of people, tax collectors, prostitutes. What did he do? Chase them away? He loved them. You follow his example, right? Now, he didn't condone their sin, obviously. No, he spoke the truth about sin, but he loved sinners. And you and I need to follow his example. On the night before Jesus died, what did he do? He washed their feet and he said, I have given you an example. You love and serve other people as I have loved and served you. So we follow his example. Now, we don't do any of this for our salvation, obviously. He's taken care of that. But we do it because we love the Good Shepherd and he's given us new life and we want to follow his example of love and suffering and giving. Finally, then, I come to the end of Psalm 23. We need a shepherd, finally, because all of us will walk through a very frightening valley, the valley of the shadow of death. And we know this, that death does cast this big shadow over our lives, because that's why, you know, if you've ever gotten sick, this is why you immediately get scared and you start thinking, oh no, what if it's the worst? That's because death is casting its shadow over you. It's a big shadow, and we walk through it. And Jesus, you know, without him, it's going to be dark. We don't know where it goes. But here's his words. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, you hear about people having the near-death experience, and what do they see? A light. Well, that light is Christ. He walked through the valley of the shadow of death and rose on Easter morning. He is the light at the end of that valley, and he walks with us. He knows the way and leads us through the way so that we can say, I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely I will. So, my last word, don't think that it's dumb or weak to be a sheep. It is not. You know we need a shepherd. We need him because he lays down his life for us. We need him because his voice we can trust. We need him because he knows us better than we know ourselves. We need him because we need true rest. We need him because the wolf is after us. We need him because we need food and water for our souls. We need him because he gives us an example of how to live, shows us how to live. And finally, we need him because he will bring us to our home in heaven. It's good to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.